grandmother's dead, but I called her grandmother. Different people call them different things. And my children, you know, they don't call them. Well, they call my husband's parents grandmother and grandfather. Mm-hmm. But they have their little nicknames for my mother and father, you know.
What
do they call them? They call my mother Munner. Where they got that, I don't know. Maybe they were small, and with having me around and my mother around in the same house, you know, that maybe they couldn't pronounce it or something, but they came up with Munner. And they had so many grandpas around. It was my grandfather, my husband's father, and then my father himself, and they called him Baby Grandpa. I don't know why, but it's really silly, you know. But the older one now, she started calling them regular grandmother or grandfather, you know, because people will tease her, you know, what's a Munner and Baby Grandpa, you know. But my little one now, she doesn't call my mother that. She calls her Mum Mum.
This is the baby?
The baby. She calls her Mum Mum. You know, she called me Mama, but that was Mum Mum. She knew the difference, you know, between the two of us.
What does she call your grandfather? I mean,
my grandfather?
Yeah, what does she call her grandfather?
She calls him Bapa. We'd say, she calls them both just about the same thing. You know, we'd say, this is Grandpa. And she couldn't come out with that, you know, she came out with Papa. You just let her go.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and then lie down.
Carriage?
Okay. You put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what?
Stroll them, I guess.
Okay. And if you had two children, you might have a boy and a
girl.
And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and the same shape nose, say that he...
I think I'd say either resembles or looks like. You know?
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say he...
acts like his father.
Okay. What about takes after?
Yeah, takes after.
Does that...
would say that more than acts like.
Does that mean appearance or behavior?
Behavior, because I'll say about my oldest daughter that she takes after her father.
Mm-hmm.
And she does. She's just like him.
And if the child is misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking.
Okay. Anything else you tell him besides spanking?
No.
Anything worse than a spanking?
No, I just tell them they're either going to get punished or either they're going to get a spanking. And usually I'll threaten them, but they don't usually get spanked very often.
Uh-huh. And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he, what, 5 inches?
Grew 5 inches.
Okay, and you'd say you certainly have
grown.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she's
raised.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Does that word sound all right for you to use, or do you sort of hesitate to?
No.
I
used to. You wouldn't mention it too much. I don't think.
What do people used to say?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I just know, you know it. People wouldn't talk as freely about people having, you know, being pregnant as they do now. Now you don't think anything of it.
Any sort of, any other expressions for pregnant?
I'm just going to have a baby, that's it.
Do you ever hear any joking expressions? Broke her leg or swallowed a pumpkin seed?
I used to hear people say she swallowed a watermelon seed, you know.
What about just she's big? And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you could send for?
A midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...